I grew up in a Christian home, and I praise God for that. It comes with blessings and challenges.
我成长在一个基督徒的家庭，我为此感谢。在这个当中是一个祝福，但也有它的挑战。
I grew up hearing about the Lord from a very young age, and I loved His Word, and I loved the stories. My mother was my Sunday school teacher.
我从很小的时候就听到了关于福音的真理，就是主的道。那么我的妈妈她本身就是主日学的老师。
Recording in progress.
One of the challenges of that, though, is when you get so used to hearing the gospel a lot that it sometimes loses its sweetness because you feel like it becomes rehearsed.
但是这样的环境也有它的挑战。当你听到福音的真理很多遍的时候，你好像就觉得这是老生常谈，也不感觉到有那个甜蜜。
That was very much my experience when I was in high school. I was in a musical group where we're from the Midwest. We all claim to be Christians.
但是我在高中的时候，我有特别经历到这样的情况。那时候我参加一个乐队，我们名义上都是基督徒。
And we sang a lot of spiritual songs, a lot of gospel-oriented songs, and I again praise God for that.
我们是唱了很多好像属灵的，也是福音性质的歌曲。当然，我为此也感谢主。But
what I had to learn the hard way is, no matter how good I looked on the outside and how much we were singing praises to God, many of our hearts were far from Him.
但是我从中学到了一个深刻的教训，就是我们可以嘴上说外表是，但是我们的心常常远离主。I
can go back online and watch videos of the music group that I was in singing praise to our Lord, and it's bittersweet.
当我现在回头去看那些录影，我们当时乐团的这些唱这些。 歌的时那些录影的时候，我的心里也是百感交集。
I again thank the Lord for the opportunity to sing, but I remember some of these friends with tears.
我感谢主给我们机会，让我们能够唱这首诗歌。但是我想起我那些朋友的时候，我也不禁有流下眼泪。
I can relate to Paul when he says and remembers colleagues that he remembers them even weeping because they are now enemies of the cross.
那我也明白为什么保罗说，当我想保罗说他想到他的同工的时候，他为他们流泪祈求。
I praise God for doing a work in my life. Otherwise, I would have ended up exactly like them, and I'm no better than them.
我感谢主在我的生命当中工作，不然我有可能会像他们其中一些人一样。我也知道我并不比他们更强。There
are countless studies that ask why young people are leaving the church, why young people don't believe in the Lord anymore. And I appreciate those studies, but I think they're incomplete without the Bible.
我们知道有一些人他们在研究为什么年轻人不再相信了，或者年轻人离开了教会，但是我觉得这些研究的结果。 是不够完全，因为他们没有把圣经的放在其中。I've
been asked before when working with other young people, by parents, by adults, why kids are leaving the church, and I think today's passage gives a little insight into that.
我也曾经有家长或者其他的成年人问我，我如何。 看为什么年轻人会离开教会？我想今天的这段经文跟这个非常有关系。Before
we get into our text this morning, I would just like to pray one more time that the Lord would just be speaking what He wants to communicate and nothing else.
我们再一次，让我们一起来低头祷告，求主向我们说话，我们能够听到的就是主自己的话。
Lord, I thank you for each one here. I thank you that you have brought them here, Lord, and Lord, each one of us has a different story, a different background, and yet you've brought us all here.
感谢主，你今天早晨在我们每个人到我们面前，我们每个人都有不同的背景，我们不同的生命经历。感谢主，你今天早晨把我们放在一起。
Lord, I thank you for your gospel and how it unites us under one common truth.
在福音真理的里面，你是我们在同一个真道上合一。
That Jesus Christ came to save sinners, and we all fit that category.
因为耶稣基督来了是为了拯救罪人，我们都属于在这个范围之内。
Lord, I pray that you would speak to us this morning through your word, that you would show us Christ.
我祷告主耶稣，你用你的话来教导我们，让我们在其中看见基督你自己。
We come to you in weakness and we ask that you would help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
求你帮助我们这些软弱的人，让我们看我们的眼睛，看我们的耳朵。
And Lord, we pray that you'd have mercy on this time and that that we would love you more because of what we see in your word.
求主也怜悯我们，让我们借着你的话，让我们能够更多的爱你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
As I was studying over the last few weeks, over this message, I was hit by the fact that I need to review this passage over and over again.
过去的几周，当我在研读这段经文的时候，我也非常感动，我需要不断的来回反复的读这些的经文。
In a world that's searching for truth, we are getting truth straight from the source in God's Word.
当我们要去寻求真理的时候，这真理就是从这个源头，也就是神的话而来。
The Apostle John says in this letter in verse 5, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all."
就如同使徒约翰在第五章说的，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主听见又报给你们的信息。And he says in verse five
that this is coming directly from the Lord. This is what they've heard from him. He walked with the Lord, and this is even in the first verses of the chapter. They've touched him. They've felt him. They've seen him face to face.
这里说到。 第五章说到，这个是使徒约翰跟其他使徒直接从主听到的信息，甚至在约翰一书第一章第一节也提到，这个起初原有的生命是道，是使徒们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
It's a trustworthy message if we were to go over a couple books to John's Gospel, we would see very similar words being said.
这是一个完全可靠的信息。如果我们也读过约翰福音，我们只知道在那里所教导的也是同样的真道。At
a very young age, I became very familiar with John 3:16.
我很小的时候就已经很熟悉约翰福音3:16啊。But
it wasn't until I was older that I read towards the end of Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus.
但是当我比较长大以后，我就继续的读到耶稣跟尼哥底母的对话。
In verses 19 through 21 of that chapter, he says this.
在约翰福音3:19到21节，我们读到如下的话。
This is the judgment that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
凡作恶的就恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been done in God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
This is Jesus speaking here. So when Paul repeats this message in his epistle, he's quoting our Lord.
这是主耶稣所传的信息。当保罗在他的书信里所说的道理，也是在重复同样的信息。
And we believe that Jesus was God made flesh, which means this is God's self-revelation to us.
我们知道耶稣是道成肉身，就是神在肉身显现，是神亲自向我们启示。
We see in almost every gospel writer, and especially the Apostle John, the contrast of darkness and light, the good news and the bad news.
我们在所有的福音书里也都读到，但特别使徒约翰却特别的强调光和黑暗，福音和坏消息的这个对照。
So in this first part, we are going to notice in a couple of these verses the bad news.
所以我们首先读到的是坏消息，在这一段里。
This first section, if you can see the outline on the screen, is titled "Sin and Self-Deception."
如果你看这个纲要，那我们先提到的是罪和自欺。
Verse 6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth."
所以我们在第约翰一书我们先读到的就是我们若说是与神相交，我们却仍然在黑暗里行，我们是说谎的。
I think it's important that we look at that word yet or while. It could be translated simultaneously.
这里提到说却仍在黑暗里行，这个有在原文里面有意思说在同时的进行。
Very simply put, these are people who are claiming to know the Lord and claiming to follow Him, but in their personal lives, that is not what they're doing.
或者我们用另外一句话说，就是我有些人他们是说他们与神相交，他们是跟随神的，但是在他们的个人生活当中，他们不行真道。
This very much described me as a young religious man. I had a very good outward appearance of following the Lord in high school, but walking in darkness in my private life.
这个对我来，在我年轻的时候，这可以说是一个真实的写照。在外表上，我说我是一个跟随基督的信徒，但在个人的生活当中，我其实是很多时候行在黑暗中。
We see in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第八节我们就读到，我们若说自己无罪，就是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Verse 8 highlights that sometimes we tell enough lies.That we start believing our own lies that we tell.
所以这里说到的就是，当我们欺骗到一个程度，我们就把那些假象变成以为是真的了。
I read this probably at age 18 or 19, and I was heartbroken over the time that I had wasted.Thinking that I was serving the Lord when I was serving myself.
当我十八岁、十九岁时，我读到这个经文的时候，我非常的痛心自责。我看到我说是在侍奉主，实际上我是在是侍奉我自己，照顾我自己。
And I fear this is an all too common practice in churches, amongst young people and old people, and everything in between.
在教会的当中，其实这也是一个很常见的现象，无论是年轻的和年长的。
And if I could impart one thing to you this morning, we all struggle with this from one degree to another, even as believers.
如果我能够说服你一件事的话，我想告诉你，我们每一个人都在这件事上，有亏欠，只是程度不同。
My worry, is verse 10 though.
我们最该担心的就是第十节。
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
这里说，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
We become so self-deceived that we think that there has to be something wrong with God and what He said, and we stop believing Him.
当我们自欺到一个程度的时候，我们就会以为说，反而以为神是说谎的，我们也不相信神说的话。
We see John says a lot, if we say and yet we do something, there's a tension between what we say and what we do.
这里约翰责备说，我们不应该说一套做一套，所以有很多时候我们所说的跟我们所行的是不能够相合的。
I had a professor in Bible college that used to tell us that we have a professed theology, what we say, and a practical theology, what we do.
所以我在读圣经学院的时候，老师曾经一位老师曾经提到一件事，就是当我们所承认的真道跟我们活出来的真道中间的差距。
And in between the two of those, there's what we call the integrity gap.
这中间的差距就是我们所说的那个德行上的差距。
And there's always going to be that gap, but we are trying to make it smaller and smaller and smaller until we look like the Lord.
所以我们应当在其中所追求的就是让这个差距越来越小，越来越小，以致我们更像主。
And the way we begin to do that is stop pretending to be holier than we are.
我们所需要做的第一件事情就是不要假装我们好像非常的圣洁。
So how do we live honest lives?
那么我们如何活出一个诚实的无伪的生活呢？
Verse 7 says, But if we walk in the light as he is himself in the light, we have fellowship with him and one another.
第七节提到说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
他儿子耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
It can be difficult to bring your sin before others. I think a lot of us stop at confessing our sin to God.
那我们在神的面前认罪，有时候是一件很难的事情。很多人不习惯于在神面前认罪。
But Jesus tells us, and other gospel writers tell us that we need to confess our sins to others.
耶稣教导我们，其他的福音书的作者也教导我们，我们要彼此的认罪。
Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins.
第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他还要洗净我们一切的不义。
Something that I wish I would have learned at a much younger age.
我真希望我年轻的时候就能够学到这个真理。
Is that when we confess our sins to others, a weight is lifted.
也就是如果我们彼此向别，如果我们向别人承认我们的罪的时候，这个罪的重担就被拿走了。
In the fellowship with one another, is restored.
那我们彼此之间的灵里的交通也就被回复了。
A lot of the reason that we're told not to forsake the gathering in Hebrews.
这也就是希伯来书教导我们不要停止聚会的原因。
Is because the body of Christ is the lifeline that God has given us.
就是因为基督的身体是因为基督的身体是神所给我们供应我们生命必须的。
God has given us brothers and sisters to struggle with together towards heaven.
神把弟兄姊妹量给我们在我们周围，因为我们都有同样的一个挣扎。
In his book, Discipling,
在一本书叫做《做门徒》
，Mark Dever says that Christians and disciples are simply brothers and sisters that are taking responsibility for preparing one another for heaven.
这位作者 Mark Dever 说，基督徒就是我们弟兄姐妹，就是彼此一同的，勉励我们要为天国做预备的一群人。
And I think it's a beautiful picture of what confessing our sins to one another does, and how it helps us, and how it humbles us.
所以在这一幅美好的图画里面，它让我们看到我们彼此认罪是何等的重要，也如何帮助我们。
God already knows our hearts, but our brothers and sisters don't have all of the privileges and faculties and powers that He has to know our hearts without us disclosing it to them.
神是能够鉴察我们的人内心的，但是我们的弟兄姐妹，如果我们不说出来，他们是不能够知道我们心里在想什么。
But what the Lord has given them through the Holy Spirit is His love, His patience, His joy, His kindness.
我们知道神界的圣灵已经把仁爱、喜乐、和平赐给我们。
And we can trust one another with the things that God has given us to bear.
所以我们可以信任彼此，我们一同来担当主所量给我们的。
But if that's not enough for you, God has given us an even greater gift.
不过如果这个对你还不够的话，那么神已经为我们预备了一个更大的礼物。
Chapter 2 it says, My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin.
所以第二章的一开头说，我小子们啊，我将这些写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
I love how the NIV translates this.
我很欣赏 NIV 的翻译。
Says that we have one who speaks on our behalf before the Father.
NIV 说，我们有一位在父神面前替我们说话的。
Paul in Romans goes so far to say as he who did not spare his own son, how will he not also give us all things in Christ?
神如果不吝惜他的爱子，他为我们白白的舍，他会有什么好的不留下给我们，留下不给我们呢？
He gives us the power to do what he tells us to do and to practice the truth.
他给我们力量，能够行，他会给我们力量行这个真理。
And if that's not enough, Jesus gave himself for us.
耶稣基督为我们舍命，这对我们难道还不足够吗？
Says, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not our sins only, but for those of the whole world.
第二节说他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
the bottom line is when God looks at us, if we are believers in Jesus Christ,
最重要的是在神的眼中，如果我们是信主耶稣的，
He is completely satisfied and delighting in us because of what Christ has already done for us.
因为耶稣基督所成就的，他对我们是满意，并且他是爱我们。
We didn't do anything for him to do that for us. We didn't have anything to offer him, but he did it anyway.
这不是因为我们自己做了什么，或者我们自己有什么可以给的，我们自己有什么好的，但是是主所做的。
Jesus paid our debt, and that baffles me every time I think about it.
耶稣偿清了我们的罪债。这一点直到如今我常常想的时候我还是不能完全明白。
Paul says that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that in him we would become the righteousness of God.
因为神的话说神使那无罪的成为罪好叫我们这些有罪的因他得了赦免。
So if we confess our sin,says God is right to forgive us of our sin. And He does that through Christ.
如果我们认我们的罪，神就洗净我们一切的不义，他借着主耶稣基督的宝血成就这一切。
But I want us to look at the second part of verse 2 in chapter 2.
不过我们还是要来想看一看第二章第二节的后半部分。
He's not the propitiation for our sins only, but for the whole world. And I think this is really important when we want to pursue righteous living.
这里说到，他为我们的罪做挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。这对于我们过圣洁的生活是至关重要。
One of the arguments that I hear from young people that I used to know and love that claim to be Christians and are no longer Christians.
在年轻人当中那些曾经是基督徒现在不再已经失落的我常常听到他们说到一点。
Is look at what this person did, this famous Christian did to mock God.
他们会说瞧瞧这个很有名气的基督徒，你看他做了些什么，让神的名蒙羞。
Brothers and sisters, what we do matters because that is our testimony before a dying world that needs Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，在一个奔向死亡之路的世界面前，我们的见证是很重要的。
My answer is always the same to them.
我能给他们的答案永远是同一个。
I'm sorry that they failed you, but if you give it enough time, I will fail you too.
我会说我很遗憾他们失败跌倒了。不过如果有足够长的时间的缓话，我本人可能也会失败跌倒。
But I pray that if I confess to you and I ask for your forgiveness, that you will, in Christ, forgive me as He's forgiven me.
但我如果在基督里面，我向你们认罪、承认我的过犯的时候，也请你们赦免我，如同主耶稣赦免了我。
God has given us the local church because sin is so deceptive. That we can't see things within our own selves. Sometimes we're ignorant of our own sin.
神把我们放在每个人所处的本地的教会里面，因为罪是带有很大的欺骗性，在我们的眼中，我们常常看不见自己的罪。
In Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. Says, take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart.That falls away from the living God.
希伯来书，在希伯来书的三章十二节说， 弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的心，把永生神离弃了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
One of my best friends, it was an unlikely person. It is Pastor John at Shawnee Bible.
我的一个好朋友，说来你可能不信，就是Pastor John, 是 Shawnee Bible Church 的牧师。
We lived together for about a year, and it was one of the most difficult times in my life.
然后我们同住了一年。那一年对我来说，可能是我在人生当中最艰难的一年。
He is very skilled at using the Word of God in counseling, and he saw things in my life that I couldn't see.
但神给他的一个特别的恩赐，他能够用神的话来劝勉人，看到我生活的生命当中很多缺陷的地方。
But God has used him so much to humble me.And to change me by using him to use the word of God in my life.
但神使用他，让他用神的话在我的生命当中，使我能够谦卑，使我能够被神来改变。
There's so many verses that I'd like to read. There's so much. I told Uncle Tony this the other day.
你知道我有很多的经文我想念。关于我们今天所要说的，我曾经也跟Tony 弟兄这么说。
There's just so much that the Lord has put in His Word, and He is so good, but we don't have enough time to cover all of it.
神的话是如此的丰富，神的恩典是如此的丰富，但我们没有足够的时间今天一一细说。
But I just want to read one more verse, or two more verses, and then we'll conclude.
我还是想要再读两处的经文，然后我们就讲到今天的结论部分。
It's in Galatians 6, 1 and 2.
加拉太书第六章一二节。
Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
Each one look into your own self so that you too will not be tempted.
又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
In a world where it's really hard to know what the truth is, God has given us His Word, but He's also given us His people.
在一个我们的世界里面，但真理和谬误逐渐的不，他们就分不清楚了。我们作为神的民，我们需要显明出来。
If we isolate ourselves, it's very easy for us to think that we're good, that we're great, and have a very high view of ourselves.
如果我们自己抱成一团，我们有可能会自己以为觉得我们很不错，我们很好，我们对自己自视过高。
But when we look in God's word and we talk with His people, we very quickly lose that illusion.
但是如果我们来看神的话，我们也跟周围的人交通的时候，我们就发现那是一个幻象，不是真的。
To give you an illustration, my bathroom light went out last week, and so I couldn't see very well.
我给打个比方，我上个礼拜我厕所的灯坏掉了，所以我进去的时候看不太清楚。
I cannot comb my hair or adjust my tie or anything without that light. The mirror does me no good.
虽然我有镜子，可是没有足够的光。 却没有什么用，我也不能够梳头调整我调整一下我的领带。
Without God's word and without God's people, we'll never see our sin.
没有神的话，没有和神的子民同在的话，我们会看不见我们自己的罪。
So what do we do about all of this?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
First of all, we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, none of these other things will make sense.
首先，我们要相信接受主耶稣基督，不然这些所有的教导对于我们没有用处。
When the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, you need to confess your sins first to the Lord.
当圣灵光照显明你的错的时候，你要首先向主认罪。
And then we can need to confess it to another mature brother and sister who can help us.
然后我们要也向别人认罪，也有属灵的弟兄来帮助我们，挽回我们。
And we need to meditate on the gospel daily.
然后我们也要常常思想神的话，每一天。
One of the biggest reasons that people leave the church is because they think that the gospel only applies to them when they first believe.
因为一个重要的原因，很多人离开了教会，就是因为他们以为只有他们在初信的时候需要福音。
The gospel reminds us of our sin, and it reminds us of our weakness.
这是福音真道，能显明出我们的罪，也照出我们的软弱不足。
But it also reminds us of our great Savior who has conquered everything.
我们也知道我们的救主，他能带给我们安慰。
And who can sympathize with us in our weakness.
他能够和我们表同情，当我们软弱的时候。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. Ultimately, we thank you for what you've done.
主，我们为你的话，为你赐给我们的其他的神的子民同伴，但最重要的是，我们为你所为我们所做的，我们要献上我们的感谢。
Lord, I confess my own weakness and inadequacy to communicate your word.
主，我必须承认我的不足和软弱不足以把你的话完全的讲出来。
But Lord, I thank you, that your word does its own work.
但我相信主的话，你自己的话会是带着能力。
Lord, I pray that you would water the seeds that were planted today and that you alone would give the growth.
我祈求主耶稣，你在今天所播撒的属灵的种子里面，你亲自来浇水，使它成长。
Lord, I pray that as brothers and sisters, we would speak the truth to one another in love.
我也祷告弟兄姊妹，我们能够彼此在爱中用爱心说诚实话。
And Lord, I don't know everyone's heart.
主，我们不能知道每个人的内心。
But if there's anyone struggling, if there's anyone living in darkness,
但是若有人还在黑暗中，还有人在挣扎之中的，
pray that you would bring them to the light and to salvation.
求主你把他们带到光中，使他们得到拯救。
And Lord, we'll trust you with the results.
我们要信靠主你自己。
And pray that you alone would get the glory.
愿一切的荣耀都归于你。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
我们在奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。